A spokesman for the U.S. military command in Doha, Qatar, says the situation in Iraq has reached what he called a tipping point. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks says it appears the population of the country is beginning to recognize that the Iraqi regime is coming to an end. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Doha. Nick, we saw some amazing pictures of Saddam's statue being hauled down in the middle of Baghdad, then the head from the statue being dragged through the streets. How are officials at Central Command there reacting to all this?
They're not really reacting at all, and it's a little strange. When those images came on the television screens, reporters swarmed to them. We saw the tanks rolling through Baghdad as well and the cheering citizens. But the language remains very guarded here, as it has for the past 20 days. The spokesmen are talking about tough days ahead, their stock phrase. The furthest that they would go was when Brigadier General Vincent Brooks said U.S. and U.K. forces had reached a degree of tipping point, as you were saying. Mm-hmm. Which is military planners speak for when the government starts to crumble and resistance goes rapidly downhill. What he would also say was that Saddam Hussein's government is no longer in control of Baghdad, which is obvious, and that that was the case in most parts of Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly saw images of celebration, jubilation in some cases in the streets, at least of Baghdad. So you better remind us what else is happening in the country right now.
Well, there's military activity across the country, particularly in northern Iraq. Reports here at Central Command of progress for American troops who are moving with Kurdish fighting forces, militia, on two key cities of Mosul and Kirkuk. The Peshmerga and the American Special Forces have taken a mountain overlooking Mosul, and a Kurdish leader, says he thinks the city is ready to fall. There are also moves, and this is significant, around Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, mm-hmm. where there may be a final showdown. It's further south from the Kurdish cities. It's north of Baghdad. General Brooks said that planners were focused on it, that they had noticed a buildup of forces around there, and that the Iraqi government would be prevented from using Tikrit as a place of command and control.
Nick, what are they saying there in Doha about numbers of civilian casualties?
No numbers. Brooks said that the planners didn't count the number of times troops used their equipment, the number of times they shot. It was impossible. They didn't have to follow up on each incident of civilian casualties. That was up to the discretion of individual commanders. There are investigations into the more, better known incidents of missiles on marketplaces and so on. However, we think that in Baghdad in particular, we know hospitals are overflowing. Anne Garrels visited one yesterday. The Red Cross is saying that at one point 100 people were coming in an hour. We'll find out pretty soon, I suppose, what the situation is in Baghdad and elsewhere. We'll have to wait even longer, I suppose.
Thank you very much, NPR's Nick Spicer at U.S. Central Command in Doha, Qatar.